This is Cricket for Audio.
Welcome to Cricket for Audio. This is Amit Verma. India may have been denied victory in the St. Lucia test by the loss of a day to rain, but Rahul Dravid, India's captain, remained positive. Speaking to the press after the fifth day's play, he said that his team had excelled in whatever was in their hands and they should draw confidence from that. Here's what he said.
राहुल क्या आपको लगता है क्रिकेट के खेल में नसीब बड़ा योगदान देता है क्योंकि आपके हाथ में दो दिन थे और एक हाथ ऊपर वाले ने एक दिन जो है ऊपर वाले ने निकाल दिया
इस मैच में जरूर नसीब ने हमारा साथ नहीं दिया है उस मतलब वो जो 90 ओवर हमें मिलने चाहिए थे चौथे दिन के वो हमें नहीं मिले उसके बारे में हम कुछ कर नहीं सकते मतलब उसके बारे में वरी करना और उसके बारे में डिसअपॉइंटेड होना कुछ से कुछ फायदा नहीं क्योंकि वो हमारे कंट्रोल में नहीं है तो हम लोगों को बड़ी खुशी है कि हम लोगों ने चार दिन अच्छा क्रिकेट खेला और अच्छी पूरी टेस्ट मैच डोमिनेट की है और काफी कॉन्फिडेंस आया लड़कों
और बॉलिंग के बारे में कुछ बताना चाहेंगे क्योंकि जो फिनिशिंग टच है वो अपना बॉलिंग अटैक नहीं दे पा रहा है तो बॉलिंग के बारे में आप क्या कहेंगे
मैं ये नहीं कहूंगा मैं ये नहीं मानूंगा कि फिनिशिंग टच नहीं दे पा रहा है क्योंकि अगर आप देखेंगे काफी मुश्किल है इस विकेट में हम लोगों ने 17 विकेटें ली हैं 200 ओवर डाल के और हम लोगों ने 588 रन बनाए हैं काफी स्लो और लो विकेट था इतना मतलब थोड़ा स्पिन जरूर हो रहा था पर इतना बाउंस नहीं हो रहा था तो काफी इतना आसान नहीं था कि एजेस कैरी भी नहीं कर रहे थे बहुत लो रह रहे थे तो इसलिए एक इतना आसान विकेट नहीं था विकेट लेने के लिए फिर भी हमारे बॉलरों ने बहुत ही अच्छी बॉलिंग की है और मैं मतलब दाद देना चाहता हूं हमारे बॉलरों को इतनी मेहनत की है और अच्छी बॉलिंग करके हमको इतने पास ला सके चार दिन में ऑलमोस्ट एक मैच जिताया जो जो यहाँ पे इस विकेट में एक बहुत ही क्रेडिटेबल एफर्ट है
और बोलना आसान है और सहन करना मुश्किल ये लगातार दो बार विजय जो हाथ से किए गई है वो टीम कैसा लेगी आपने स्ट्राइड में
मैं टीम काफी कॉन्फिडेंट है काफी खुश भी है क्योंकि जैसे मैंने कहा कि चार दिन में एक रिजल्ट पाना ऑलमोस्ट एक रिजल्ट पाना इस विकेट पे काफी अच्छी बात है हम लोगों ने जो परफॉर्मेंस किए तो काफी टीम को इससे काफी कॉन्फिडेंस मिलेगा और कॉन्फिडेंस लेना चाहिए टीम को और आगे जाके भी अच्छा क्रिकेट खेलेंगे ऐसा अच्छा क्रिकेट खेलते रहेंगे तो जरूर एक ना एक दिन एक टेस्ट मैच जरूर जीतेंगे I knew the spinners would probably bowl more overs today on this sort of track than say compared to Antigua. I mean, I knew that we probably spinners bowling say close to 50% of the overs easily. It was a low and slow track though compared to Antigua and wasn't as much bounce as Antigua. I think it was a great effort really to put the kind of pressure we did on them and to get so close in 4 days. It wasn't the kind of wicket where you can get a result in 4 days and we got really close. So that's a great effort by the boys and really stuck at the task well and bowled in good areas and you know there were limited ways you could get people out on this sort of track and you know the guys kept plugging away and bowled very good areas and you know.
Captain, I don't know. Couldn't you be a little bit more aggressive, especially maybe after Chandrapur got it this way?
We were pretty aggressive. We had catches in most positions. I don't know in terms of aggressive, as in. I don't know how you mean aggressive in terms of we had four or five catches at all stages of the game. Pretty much attacked. We got through our overs very quickly. They're different ways. We're trying to get people out in different ways, especially the seamers. I mean, there wasn't too much point having too many slips and stuff because there wasn't too much. There weren't going to be too many edges carrying or going to third or fourth slip. So the way to get people out on this was sort of LBW and bold, and that's what we were targeting. So. I thought we were pretty aggressive. We were trying to get the wickets, to be honest.
Now, after this test match and the one in Antigua, how does this prepare you then for the next test match? Because the pitches are more or less the same, so you've got a lot of thinking to do.
Well, we can take a lot of confidence from this, to be honest. I mean, it was a 4-day test match and if we had not lost the 90 overs, I think, you know, we would have had a good chance to win it. So, I think we can go take a lot of heart from this test match, take a lot of confidence from it. And I think, like I was telling the boys, I think, you know, what we should take from this is that we play good cricket, you know, we will win test matches. I think we've got a reputation of being very poor travellers and not done very well abroad. But we've shown in two test matches that we can play abroad, we can play very good cricket abroad. And that's the focus. I think, you know, we're trying to just play some good cricket. And you know, that it would be nice to get a result in one of these games and to go one up. But I think what's important is that we played some very good cricket. And if we keep doing this, you know, consistently, I think we, you know, we'll get the result when sometime, you know, sooner rather than later.
Rahul, G.R.V. Singh was not bowled much actually.
Like I said, I mean, you probably heard it's a question of having sort of five bowlers, you know, in some stage. You know, today was a day we had actually five bowlers because the way Veeru was bowling, he was almost a full-time bowler. So when you have five bowlers on a day, when you have only sort of 90 overs in the day, one bowler is likely to bowl a bit less than the others, and this happened to be VRV Singh today. I mean, it wasn't in particular this thing, but like I said, it was a sort of low and slow wicket and was turning a bit, so went with the spinners. Tried, you know, back the spinners to try and get them out, and I thought the spinners bowled really well. So one bowler is probably going to bowl less in any case. And Irfan bowled a good spell as well in the middle there, swung the ball. Munaf bowled beautifully, and so did VRV. So, you know, no particular reason. Just trying to mix the bowlers around, mix and match, try to change the ends a little bit. You know, when you're doing that, sometimes you could bowl a bowler less when you have five bowlers, pretty much.
Sir, now you spoke about developing fielders in the closing positions. You had spoken about developing and the word of the closing catching.
I was pretty good. I mean, it was probably one or two half chances we could have held. I mean, there's no doubt about it. We could have held some of those sharp chances towards the end, maybe. But, you know, that sort of, there's some good catches taken as well. So it's a bit tricky, you know. I mean, you got these catches are on these low and slow wickets. Guys are standing really close to the bat, and, you know, we're trying to sort of make catches out of sometimes nothing. And I think the guys are working quite hard, and they're doing a good job. To be honest, I'm sure we can get better. We can improve, and maybe one or two of these half chances stick, then, you know, you can get these results in these close games, especially when you have only 90 overs to get people out. Probably you need on a slow and low wicket one of these half chances to stick. But you know, I think all in all, I think the guys are doing pretty good job. You know, they're trying to get better at it. No doubt about it.
Rahul, you have been a very good fielder at short leg yourself. Now, what is the quality which goes into making? You stay steady when the shot is being made, and do you pass on that kind of information?
Yeah, we do discuss.
But if you can just say that, what you used to do when you used to do that? I mean, keep your eyes on the ball and those basic stuff?
Yeah, just sort of stay low as possible. Short leg probably just, the key is to stay low as possible, keep facing the batsman as long as possible. And yeah, I thought you took some good catches, a couple of good catches in this game. It takes a bit of practice as well. It takes a bit of courage as well, and you need to do it for a while. You need to enjoy it. I think most important thing is you need to see that, you need to really, with anything in these closing catching positions, you really need to see yourself as almost like an extra bowler, someone who can make a difference and take that, you know, half chance of that brilliant catch and make a difference in a game. And you got to revel in that, and you got to enjoy that. In some ways you got to see it as a great opportunity to make a contribution. And that's something that, you know, that I always tell the guys, is that, you know, irrespective of when you finish your batting and stuff, this is a great opportunity, especially if you're closing, is to actually see yourself as one of an extra bowler or an extra arm or an extra, as a person who can make a half chance and help a bowler or help the team, you know.
Just like the wrap-up. Now, do you think forces of nature working against the Indian team works all set for a fantastic win here, and suddenly the rain comes and destroys all our chances?
Yeah, I mean, you can't get disappointed about the rain. I mean, that's something we can't control. What we can control, the part of the game that we could control, which was the cricket, I think we played really well. And that's something that, you know, I can be very happy about, and the team can be very happy about. I mean, what was in our hands, we did really well. What was not in our hands, you know, we can't worry and we can't control, we can't worry about it. So what we did well, we'll take into the next match, and we'll try and play some good cricket. Like I said, we've been very happy with the way we played sort of the last 3 days in Antigua, and then these 4 days here in St. Lucia. So we'll hopefully get a bit of time off, go to St. Kitts, prepare well, and still have to play good cricket. I mean, the West Indies are a very good team, and we'll have to still play very good cricket. Just because we've done well in these two doesn't mean that, you know, we'll turn up in St. Kitts and it's going to be a bit of the same. I think, you know, we'll have to still do the same things again. We'll still have to bat well, and still have to bowl well, and still have to field well. So, you know, we'll try and focus on doing that. And like I said, if we keep doing that consistently, somewhere along the line, you know, we'll get the result. result we need.
Brian, I rephrase your personal approach to batting on day one. How would you rate his knock today?
Oh, it was brilliant. I thought he was showed why he's a special player. You know, he showed that he could bat according to the situation. I thought the way he played our spinners and the way he played Anil especially was really brilliant. And thought he sussed up the wicket really well. He sussed up the situation really well. And I think his knock was probably the difference between us sort of wrapping it up today. And he showed why he's a class player and and got the ability to play different kinds of innings and different kinds of tracks. And it's no wonder he's a sort of the genius that he is.
Rahul, we saw you in different positions, fielding positions during this test match for the fast bowler, sometimes with third slip or the curry. Any particular reason to change
in? I mean, I just generally we thought we'll move. Just trying to work out what's the best position in this. I've been doing first slip for a long time. We moved. Wasim's done first slip for Bombay for a long time. So I gave Wasim an opportunity to stand at first and come out at third. And I used to do second and third at Karnataka many years ago. So I thought I'll just do that. We've been practicing that in the slips as well. And I only moved to gully when we sort of removed the third slip and I moved to gully. So I was not really. That was the only difference. That was the only change in the fielding positions really.
Was lack of pace of the pitch
on the reasons why Yuvraj was very slow. A lot of the left-handers were batting for a long period of time. So I thought of Yuvraj actually, to be honest with you, in the day, the course of the day, I did think of Yuvraj, but then Viru was bowling so well and looked like taking wickets and so did the other seamers and stuff. And so I just didn't think that Yuvi would probably be the guy on this kind of wicket. It was very slow and someone like, you needed to give the ball a bit of rip and be able to, especially as a spinner, I think you needed to be able to push the ball a little bit in the air, which Anil and Viru do really well, So, if you're just slow and just tossing it up there, I don't think you were going to get much joy from it.
Rahul, were you surprised to see that Viru get on for so long bowling?
I asked him, but I think he was really enjoying his bowling on this wicket, and it's a good thing. I think it's great for his confidence as well. I think hope Viru gets a lot of confidence. We always believe Viru is a very good bowler. I think Viru bowls really lovely lines for an off spinner. He bowls beautiful areas. The question of him being consistent. What was great to see in this test match was that he was consistent. He didn't bowl many loose balls. What tends to happen sometimes with Viru is that he can bowl a few, as any part-time bowler. What tends to happen is they bowl a lot of loose balls. But I think with more and more bowling, and I think the confidence that Viru's got from this game is a great thing for us because, if he can keep bowling consistently well, he's obviously not going to get tracks like this. He's obviously not going to have to bowl 30 overs. But if he can do a fill-in job and at least keep things tight, something like even what Chris Gayle does very well for the West Indies, he keeps things tight at one end, bowls good areas, that can really help you then play and mix around with your team. Well, we had five fit bowlers at the start of the game, so we picked what we thought was the four best bowlers on day one. There's no point talking about people who are not fit. You're not fit and you can always moan and say, oh, we should have had this and that, but if they're not there, they're not there. Then we picked what we thought were the four best out of the five that we had fit for the start of the game. So, and knowing that, we could use Viru's off spin, we went with the 3-in-1 option in this case. If Harbhajan had been there, it might have been different, but...
Rahul, you've got now, nearly a week till the third test starts, St. Kitts, and you're probably going to take 2-3 days off. Are you guys going to sit and watch all the World Cup?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of the football, watched some of the matches, watched a bit of the football yesterday because it rained, unfortunately. Just some time off, it'll be good for the boys. I think it's been two tough test matches. It's been, for the boys who've been here for the one-day series as well, it's been a lot of tough cricket. So it's going to be nice to have a bit of a break, 2-3 days off, and then get back into the nets and prepare for the next game. It's not very often in the middle of a tour that you get these opportunities. It's much better than, I think, going now and playing another back-to-back test match. I think we've realized that seeing what happened in Pakistan and some of the other tours that, backing up for some of the bowlers has never been easy, and it's nice to have a bit of time off, and I'm sure it's good for both teams.
Who's your favourite team?
Well, I hope Brazil wins, but I should say TNT, shouldn't I? Yeah.
Of course!
Thank you very much.
That was Rahul Dravid speaking to the press after the fifth day of the St. Lucia test. We shall continue bringing you more audio programming through the series. To access our audio content directly, just go over to cricinfo.com/audio. To send in your feedback, write in to audio@cricinfo.com. This is Amit Verma signing off on Cricinfo Audio.
This is Cricinfo Audio.